Welcome everybody to this after lunch session. I'm Ioannis Kosmidis and I'll be the so-called moderator. So I won't do anything and the speakers will do all the job. I mean, that's what I'm supposed to do. The first speaker is Ramnath Vaidyanathan from Alteryx, who is going to talk about HTML widgets, power of JavaScript in R.
Thanks, Ioannis. Thanks, everyone. So my name is Ramnath, and as Ioannis indicated, I'm a data scientist at Alteryx. We are a visual platform for data analytics, self-service data analytics. My talk today is going to be on HTML widgets and essentially illustrating how you can harness the power of JavaScript in R to create really cool visualizations and interactive things. So I'm going to cover a lot of material, and the whole objective of this talk is to get you familiarized with HTML widgets, get you familiarized with how easy it is to build widgets, convince you why you should be building widgets and what are the advantages that it gives you, and finally take some questions in terms of what can we do to get more people to develop our widgets. So the whole idea is to convince more people at the end of the session to contribute widgets, which then the entire R community can enjoy. Okay, so my talk is essentially organized around four topics. First, I'm going to talk about what is a widget. Then I'm going to cover a little bit about what is an HTML widget and essentially what are the various characteristics of it. Then we're going to go and actually build a widget. So that's a little bit of live coding. I like to live dangerously, so we'll see how that turns out, especially with the internet connection being really, really flaky, so we'll see. And finally, I'm gonna talk about why use HTML widgets, what are some of the advantages that it accords. There are multiple ways to actually plug in JavaScript-based visualizations into R, and what I'm gonna try to convince you is there are some advantages of using HTML widgets which actually go a long way. Okay, so let's start with what is a widget. So in my mind, a widget is essentially any piece of functionality that is encapsulated. So for example, this is a tree map, right? You hover on top of it, it shows you some interesting statistics about that particular category. You click on it, it shows you a more deep dive into what are the elements of that category, right? So this is what I would call as a widget. Usually visualizations are what people consider widgets, but essentially any piece, any component in a web browser, any component on an HTML page that you see is considered a widget, okay? So let's kind of dig a little deeper into what makes a widget. So this is essentially the internals of this widget, and by the way, this is not an HTML widget as yet, okay? So this is just pure HTML, and what I want to show you is what it contains, and then we are slowly going to move it closer and closer to R, till you reach a point where you write a single line of R code and not have to worry about all these other things. So if you think about any widget, any component, there are multiple pieces to it. So the first piece usually is dependencies. So dependencies are typically either JavaScript libraries or style sheets, CSS. And these are essentially, think about them as functions that do something, okay? And as an HTML widget developer, as a person who's developing widgets on the R side, usually you tend to take these as granted, which means you're developing against the work done by somebody in JavaScript, right? So I should have probably called this talk Harnessing the Power of JavaScript in R, which is what it is really about. The second piece is essentially just the layout. So if you're creating a visualization, you need an anchor for it to sit. So this is what that is. Then comes two other pieces which are kind of important. One is the data. So obviously the tree map got its data from somewhere. In this case, the data is here. And if you can see, it resembles a data frame, except that it's in JSON, which is the JavaScript object notation. And finally, there is some rendering logic, right? So this logic here takes the visualization and says, hey, okay, it's calling a function that's defined in the JavaScript library, specifies the container, takes some data, and does some processing, okay? So what we're gonna do now is, I'm gonna show you how to build this widget in R, right? And the basic theme I'm gonna essentially try to show you is that if you think about any of these interactive visualizations, there is essentially dependencies, layout, and logic on one side, and there is data and configuration on the other side. our objective is to extract the data and configuration out of this whole picture and provide an R API so that an R user could use it without really having to worry about anything else. Okay? So now starts my living life dangerously part. So what I'm going to do now is try to build this widget live. So HTML widget ships with a convenience function called scaffold widget. And what it does is it basically sets up all the pieces that is required to create this widget. And because the internet is flaky, I downloaded some of the libraries behind the scenes. So it's a little bit cheating, but yeah, I couldn't think of a better way than spending 10 minutes trying to wait for the internet. So the first thing you see here is that you see essentially all the R code being written out for you. So this is essentially cookie cutter code that's written. So what we're going to do here is we're going to just say, okay, create a tree map. And I'm going to leave the description as tree map. Okay, and I'm just going to keep it blank. So in other words, it's not going to accept any major arguments. It's just a plain, it just returns nothing, right? Which is okay for now. So that's fine. The next piece is the dependencies. So these are the JavaScript files that you saw right on the top. So in this case, there are two dependencies. And if the internet was alive, I could have shown you that scaffold widget would actually create this for you. But since it's flaky, I am just going to do it by hand. So what I'm saying is it uses the D3 library. This is the version. And it's the source for this is actually I downloaded it to the lib D3 folder here. And the script file is named d3.min.js. And this is essentially YAML. The second library I'm using is D3 Plus. And the version, I don't remember. I'm just going to put 2.0.0. The source is in HTML widgets, lib D3 Plus, and D3 Plus. And finally, the script is D3. Plus, well, I hope I get this right, min.js. Okay? So we've created two parts. So the one is the dependencies, one is the R side of things. The final piece is the JavaScript part, and this is essentially what a widget looks like, the widget code rendering logic looks like. So initially what I'm going to do is I'm just going to copy-paste because I want to see something working, right? And I mean, you can read through the documentation, but the basic idea is you're going to put everything in here, where you're saying, hey, take this X object that R gives me and convert it into a tree map. That's basically, at the very basic level, that's exactly what we need to do, okay? So the first attempt I'm gonna do here is, I am actually going to, So I'm actually gonna open that file again, because RStudio does not allow me to copy-paste things in that setting. So let me just go here. So I am actually going to go back to the widget that I created, right? And I'm going to just copy-paste this whole code, okay? So essentially everything here, because that's what contains the data and the rendering logic, I'm going to go down here, and I'm going to just paste it here, okay? Let me just indent it a couple of steps here. So here, I'm not doing anything. I'm not even using the value of x. That's basically test things out. The only thing I'm going to do is, here you see that it's rendering to this container called viz. Now in my case, that is going to be referenced as el.id because el is the element in which it's going to be rendering, okay? So if I did everything correctly, I'm building the package. So everything is to be done in a package. If I built it correctly, then I should be able to render the basic widget. And let me just try to do this here. Oops. Okay, let's open this up. Okay, it's not able to see the function. I didn't load the library, so let me just load the library. Okay, that is here. Okay, let's try this one more time. Okay, one more time. I think I'm running the wrong keyboard shortcuts, so let me just try to do this the regular way. This is the one I'm running, okay. Okay, Let me just take a minute to get this part right. D3 plus. Okay, so I've named the function differently this time around. Okay, there you go. So it was user error, and let me just, yeah. So let's just run this again so that you can see it. Okay, this is not what I intended. There you go. So essentially, you just created a widget. Of course, there's nothing else happening here, right? I'm not really supplying X at all. So this is how you kind of start with a widget, and let me kind of go over a couple more things to sort of, we're just gonna do one more step here to do things here. So the first thing I'm gonna do is I'm actually gonna take this out, okay? I wanna supply data from R, right? And so in this case, what I'm gonna do is I'm actually going to apply a function called HTML widgets data frame to D3, because when you return data from R, which I will return, okay, you will notice that you wanna convert it into a format that D3 understands, so just a convenience function. So on the R side, what I'm gonna do is, let me go back here, get my R file open. So on the R side, what I'm gonna do is, I'm actually gonna add an argument called data, okay, and I'm gonna forward it to the JavaScript side. So the idea is that whatever X you supply, whatever data you supply becomes X$data. On the JavaScript side, you're referring to it as X.data, okay? So let me build the package again, and let me go back to the first page. And essentially, if you now run here, what I'm going to do is I'm actually creating a data frame with new data. Okay, so on purpose I named it category instead of group. And essentially, let me run this piece of code, and finally let me run this piece of code here, and you see that the data right now comes directly from R. Okay? So the basic idea is that creating a widget is not that complicated. It just involves a couple of steps of abstraction where you carefully think about what is it that an R user would like to supply. So for example, I haven't done this yet, but an R user might want to customize what are the colors. R user might want to customize what are essentially, I mean, some other options, maybe the font size, right? So as long as the JavaScript author is expose those things in the API, it's all a matter of just spotting that and abstracting it out and then building the widget, okay? So having shown you how to build a widget, let me talk about a couple of advantages of widgets, and since I'm running out of time, I'm gonna try to do this quickly. So the first thing is that widgets are essentially can enjoy multiple contexts. So the idea is that once you create a widget, the same code will work in multiple settings, which means this code can be plugged into the R console, which you just saw. You can plug it into the R console, the basic R GUI, it'll open a browser. You can stick it into an R Markdown document, in which case it will, for example, in this case, if I stuck it into an R Markdown document, you see the same code out here, and essentially it will, Control-Shift-K, okay. So you see that it's actually rendered it in the R Markdown document. I didn't have to change the code at all, okay? And it also works with Shiny apps. So in fact, if you remember seeing the boilerplate code that I showed you initially, you will find that there are functions that HTML widgets writes out that allows you to just plug it into Shiny and kind of do more interactivity with it, okay? So the cross-context thing is a huge advantage. The other advantage I want to mention, and I'm going to just skim through this, is that widgets are composable, which means that you can essentially compose multiple widgets and build a dashboard out of it. So here what I'm doing is I'm actually taking the RPart library and building a decision tree model to the Titanic data set. I'm constructing one widget, which I built for variable importance, one for decision trees, one for confusion matrix, and I'm just throwing it into a dashboard using HTML tools, right? So if I run this, you will see that there is a dashboard, okay? So there is a tree here that shows you the various aspects of the model, okay? And if I scroll down, you see that there is a variable importance plot, and finally, there is a confusion matrix. Each of these are components. So now, if I have another classification problem for which I need to build a dashboard, this confusion matrix becomes a component. I can just take it and stick it into the code, and it will work, right? Now, other ways to kind of do widgets, other ways to do compose widgets. One is a dashboard. I'm going to skip this example. So there is a talk on Flex Dashboard package by RStudio, which allows you to build dashboards with HTML widgets using R Markdown. So this is the example. I would recommend going to the talk. You will learn more about that. The final two pieces is the Shiny one that I talked about. So in this case, there is a widget that is being rendered in Shiny, and So I'm just going to run this app here. So this is actually a Shiny app. And I'm sure there are many, many talks on Shiny that you've seen and probably the tutorial. So HTML widgets plays nicely with Shiny. The final piece I want to leave you with, and if my keyboard cooperates, okay. Final piece I want to leave you with is, so this is a project that I've been doing called Art Observable. Some of you might have been to the crosstalk talk earlier, where the idea is, hey, I have all these widgets, I can compose them. Can I make the widgets talk to each other, right? So crosstalk is an attempt to do that using one approach. Art Observable takes a more Shiny-oriented approach. So in this case, what I'm doing is I'm actually creating an observable variable called key, and which can take four different values. Then I'm passing it to the JavaScript side. I'm creating another observable variable called myData, which basically takes the input data and extracts the one corresponding to the key from it. And finally, I'm using a Morris.js widget, and kind of data is input of my data. So this is just like Shiny. But if I run this, okay, let me just try this one more time since, okay, source with echo. There you go, right? So this is looking exactly like Shiny, but all the interactivity is on the client side, which means that this can be just, this is just an HTML file that you can put in any web server. There is no persistent connection needed with R to make anything happen. So what basically people are doing, what we're doing now is trying to build, bring interactivity across widgets. And so Crosstalk is one project, R Observable is another project. So that's pretty much what I have. I don't know if you have a couple of minutes for questions. I don't think we have, we do? 1 minute? Okay, 1 minute for questions.
Let's
so.
Thank our speaker first.
Yep.
Have time for one question, which you have to repeat.
Yes, I will. Yeah.
The React bar that you show is a generic way to monitor what happens at the JavaScript side and be able to recycle that bar on Shiny.
Correct, yeah. So it's a very basic function that allows you to do like basic operations on JavaScript objects. So very simple filters, very simple selects. And I mean, the scope can be expanded, but I mean, I intended to be like a very, very simple wrapper for now. Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Thank you very much.
Thanks.